But Magda isn't having it. He's a spy. He sells secrets. Wojtek told me. Flustered, her brother looks from Case to Nagami, back to Case. Not a spy, not government secrets. You should not say this, Magda.
Then what does he sell? Case asks.
Sometimes, Wojtek says, lowering his voice slightly, I think he locates information for people.
He's a spy, declares Magda gleefully.
Wojtek winces.
He perhaps has retained certain connections, Nagami qualifies, and can find certain things out. I imagine there are men in the city.
His wide black brow creases with seriousness.
Nothing illegal, one hopes. Old boy networks are something one understands here. One doesn't ask. We assume Hobbs has his own still.
Sigint,
Magda says triumphantly.
Wojtek says he sells Sigint.
Wojtek stares gloomily at his glass. Sigint, Case knows, signals intelligence. She decides to change the subject. Whatever this is about, it's detracting from what pleasure she's able to take in the evening. After leaving the restaurant, they stop at a crowded pub near the station. Case, remembering from college that Retsina is not a good mix with any other species of alcohol, orders a half shandy and leaves most of it. Sensing that the patronage hustle is probably about to be more overtly launched in her direction, she opts for preemptive action. I hope you find a backer soon, Wojtek. I'm sure you will. It makes me wish I had that sort of money myself, but I don't. As she'd somehow expected, they all glance at one another. It's Nagami who decides to have a shot.
Is your employer, perhaps, in opposition to...
I couldn't ask. Haven't been there long enough. Thinking, however, not of Big End, but of his credit card and her wallet. She could indeed buy Wojtek's load of rusty scaffolding for him. She will, she decides, if it looks like nothing else is going to turn up. Let Dorothea's Russians, who she isn't quite sure she believes in, figure that one out.